And we're back, and we're not breaking it down today. Actually, we're getting right to our guest, and this is a name that I've heard quite a bit around Daytona Beach for a long time. And so I said, I've heard that guy. Go get him and get him on the program. Al Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks there for having
is.
Me, dude.
You're no yeah, stranger here. To radio.
No, I'm not a stranger to radio.
I hear you on the radio. So, I heard something about that guy. He's up to something good for the city and our local community. So I wanted to have you on, Al. So first, let's get some introductions for those people that don't know a lot about
sure.
you. Tell our listeners a little bit about
well,
what you
I
do.
I am actually one of those rare natives. I'm third generation Daytonian from this area. And my father had the same name, was a pretty famous doctor around here who unfortunately passed away 5 years ago. But he taught me early on the importance of giving back to your community and being part of the community. And if you really want to make a difference, don't sit around and complain. Get out and do something. So for 27 years, I was in the chocolate business, Angel and Phelps.
Oh, okay.
Retail business.
That's, okay.
Where I spent a good part of my life.
All
and
right.
then from that, created Angel and Phelps Cafe, which we opened in 99. And then I sold that about 2 years ago and got out from the candy business, started my own production business. I've done events most of them. I was like the guy in high school that threw the keg party and made sure everybody got home safe. And, I've always been one about kind of getting people together.
For you,
and
having
doing
fun
things.
Is seeing other people have
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's very well. That's a good observation. I enjoy seeing others having fun and doing things. I've done different, either whether it's sporting events. I did years ago, brought beach volleyball, the big pro championship here many years ago. And I've done women's weightlifting was one of the first events they did. The world champion women's weightlifting championships were here. At the Ocean Center back in the 80s. So I've done, events throughout. I did spring break for a number of years and did different events. So I've always kind of gravitated towards that and then just kind of broke out on my own the last couple of years and decided I was going to focus and just do events.
So you're, for us listening, and especially business people, we're going to, okay, well, maybe figure out where Al is and what he does. So you act as kind of like a consultant. Is that what it is?
Well, I do different. It depends on the event. There are events that I've created.
You promote them and develop them, and
right,
you were the event organizer.
Right. Like recently, I've done some food truck events. We've got some of the better food trucks. And if you don't know what a food truck is, it's like a gourmet kitchen on wheels. And they tend to niche down to whether it's a certain nationality of food or a certain kind of food, and relatively small menu and high quality. And so they're kind of a big thing. And we've done it 3 times. And now we're bringing them over from Central Florida.
And where
so
are
I
they now?
That. I did this at on City Island behind the library, which is just a beautiful spot. A lot of people don't realize how pretty it is back there. But
that's
back
cool.
There. But trucks, I do that. I've worked for Main Street on numerous occasions and done events for them. New Year's Eve, this will be the third year I've done New Year's Eve. I've worked for downtown and done some things there. I've done some wine walks. In fact, I'm doing one December 8th. We're working with the Realtors Association.
And very cool.
As a fundraiser for their foundation, we're going to have a wine walk. It's a kind of cool way to get, it's kind of bait to get people into the different stores on Beach Street, right? And have a good time and see what's down there. And so that's been a lot of fun to do those.
I'm thinking you're saying a wine walk. I know there's a joke there somewhere
yeah.
about it being a wobbly, windy
yes.
road, but
yeah.
but no, that's good. So then you do a lot of work then with different organizations. And when would a business or, I guess, municipality get in touch with you when they want to plan an event or they want to have something that they have an idea for some sort of project?
Right. Like, for instance, the Oyster Festival was started a few years back by Michael Benedict Advertising, and he did a good job, and it just got to be more than he could do because it's a lot of work. And so he asked me to take that on. So that's an event that we've taken on. New Year's Eve is another example, and that's kind of how this Holidays at the Beach thing got started, was that the Main Street Merchants Association came to me and asked me to. They had created something that was good, but it needed a little more professionalism, mm-hmm. you might say, a little more structure to it than they had. So I got involved and came in and did that for them, kind of grew that event quite a bit.
Interesting. So these things don't just happen all by themselves, Al.
No, they do. They do it. Just like your job. No, they do not. Yeah. There's a lot of details and a lot of things behind it. You have to be organized. You have to be, what I try to focus on, the events I do, because a lot of people can do events and there's a lot of important events you can do, but I like to do things that have economic impact so that when we do the event, it'll help the area around it. I had a restaurant for 11 years. That's another place where it was really just with continuation of event after event with inside the restaurant. So not just outside, kind of outside the restaurant, or bigger areas are able to do an event. And the goal is to create economic impact for the businesses that are around it, for the sponsors that are involved, and then certainly to provide an experience for the people that are there that's something that'll make them come back and realize how pretty an area might be, or how they'll say, wow, I never knew how nice it was on Beach Street, or wow, I never knew Main Street had
sure.
this. They'll get out. City Island Park, just this beautiful place that the homeless people seem to own most of the time. But we get, you know, a couple thousand people back there, and it's just a, you know, it's just a lot of fun. So that's what I enjoy doing, is creating events that have people can leverage and do other things with and gain from it.
Well, there's quite a bit happening, and we've got a website, holidaysatdaytonabeach.com. Don't use the at symbol.
That's
I try
right.
to do that, and that's right, a mistake. Right. Just it's holidaysatdaytonabeach.com, just like it sounds. And we're going to take a short break, come right back, and Al's going to talk to us about what's on that website and what's going on with the city
absolutely.
And some pretty exciting stuff. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back, and Al has informed me on the break. We're talking about some of these different activities that are coming up here with the holidays, Daytona Beach. And I was going to kind of go through them. He says, well, we need to start with a story. Everything starts with a story.
Stories,
right?
Stories are always good, aren't they, Dave?
Yeah, they are. So you've got, this all started with the New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah, it started 3 years ago when Teresa Doan, who is on Main Street and runs the Main Street Merchants Association, a friend of mine for a long time, and asked me, now that you're breaking out and doing events, you want to do New Year's Eve and come do New Year's Eve for us? And I said, sure, I'd love to try to take that on. And so when I got into that, there was things I wanted to add to it. I wanted to add a ball drop. Previous to that, there was no ball. They were showing it on a TV. And I was like, no, we got to have
our own ball.
Right?
Right.
And so I had the big idea of a ball drop. And then the other idea was there wasn't a whole lot for families to do. And so I saw the importance of having, you know, raised children and still going out and have a good time, that if you create enough activities for children, and I'm not talking about real, real small children, but, you know, preteens and teens, something that for them to do while mom and dad are having fun, then people are more likely to come down and they're more likely to stay there. So we added stilt walkers and jumpy houses and all kinds of fun stuff. Well, all this stuff costs money, right? So
of course.
I shook every tree I could and got as much sponsorship money as I could. And then I went to the county and I said, you know, the interesting thing about that whole area we call as the E-Zone, the entertainment zone, and the study had just come out, was you get a mixture of the city, which certainly has, you know, owns the properties in the city limits. But you also got the county, who has the two biggest assets that exist in the E-Zone, which is the Ocean Center, $88 million building. And then you've got the ocean itself and the management of the beach. So they certainly have a stake in that game. And you have a lot of private businesses that own it. So the idea is, how do we get everybody involved? So I went to the county and I said, would you guys help me out with the family-friendly stuff and that? And so Jim Dineen and Josh Wagner at the time told me, we'll do that. We're going to help you out this year. But what we want is for you to go. And for next year, Jim Dineen said, you know, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and we have great, there's tradition. There's a lot to do there over the holidays. And here, it just doesn't seem like there's any real tradition or any place or any public gathering place where people can kind of come together. And so he goes, I want you to come back with some ideas for me. So I don't know that they ever really thought I was going to come back with some ideas, you know, but I did. So I spent several months researching as to what would work. And what I came back to him with was a pretty extensive decoration and light program. Because if you look at Disney or any of those, you know, anywhere else you go in the world, that's where it starts. It starts with creating that feel of the holidays. And how you get that is with the decorations and the lighting and all that, right? So we came back and kind of themed it on holidays at the beach. And the idea, I worked with some designers that were just really, you know, really creative, smart guys that have done things. Well, let's not do these, nothing against snowmen or toy soldiers, but they're kind of done everywhere, right? So we came back with a seahorse with the Santa hat on it. So that's kind of our Sandy the Seahorse, kind of as a beach thing, right? So we came back with the seahorse and have that throughout the whole E-Zone. That's what you'll see, is the seahorse is kind of the theme that we have. So I had that idea along with, and then the big idea, of course, and the thing that has gotten the most excitement and attention has been putting an ice skating rink at the Bandshell.
Yeah, I went to the website and I looked at that, and it's holidaysatdaytonabeach.com, and I'm like, is that really the Bandshell, and is that really ice?
Yeah, and it's real ice, exactly. And it's right, you know, it's so unique. It's right on you're right on the ocean, right? And you're looking at that. And I got to tell you, as we're crawling around the Bandshell, you know, a year or so ago and in July, and it's, you know, it was kind of hard for the guys I was working with to imagine. But I found a company that does portable ice skating rinks all over there in 30 different markets. And they're actually in Orlando, the largest, believe it or not, they have the largest temporary ice skating rink company in the country is in Orlando.
Who would have thought?
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that, so they were close by. They've done Winter Park, done St. Augustine, had good success. So they just thought it was a great idea to have it on the beach. So that's kind of where we've kind of turned into now that being a big, big item, put a tent over it.
And that's really what, November 16th through January 3rd?
Right. That starts this Friday.
Wow.
So it's a 7-week event. I can tell you the longest event I ever did before this was Bike Week, which is 10 days, right? So now we're up to 6 weeks.
So if somebody wants to go, I mean, I'll ask you the obvious question. Somebody wants to go down and they want to skate, show up, what do they do?
Yeah, absolutely, they show up. We have skates to be rented, as you can imagine.
Oh,
there's
cool.
Not many people who show up with their own skates. Yeah. In this part
I've
of
got
the world.
Some in the closet, let me go find them.
And that's... so we skate. It's $12. You can skate all day. You can come in, skate for a while, turn around, go out to Ocean Walk shops and or go down to the beach. I mean, I knew how to winter. Was the first day we did it, we opened the rink, I watched this guy get out of the ocean, dry off. It's like today, like 80 degrees, right? Dry off, put on his shirt and his socks and his skating and got on there and started skating. So where else in the world
can you do that?
Right?
It's Have you gotten Glenn Ritchie down there to go skating yet?
Not skating, but he's certainly a big sponsor.
I bet he is.
Very enthusiastic. Both Glenn Ritchie and Glenn Ritchie Jr. are huge fans of this. And Glenn Ritchie, I cannot say enough good things about him and how much he's helped. And he really has been a mentor of mine for
Absolutely.
A number of years, but he encouraged me and helped me get this whole thing through.
Great guy. Great contribution to our cities.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. Al Smith also making his contribution, ladies and gentlemen. And the website for the things we're talking about here is holidays@daytonabeach.com. Lisa's telling me we need to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, kind of a little curveball I've thrown you today, but we're talking about some of the things going on in the city. And Al Smith, who seems to be popping up everywhere, I keep hearing his name, and he is Al Smith Marketing and Productions Company. That is his business, and he's involved with a lot of these events and some pretty cool accomplishments. This ice skating ring at the Bandshell, which is November 16th through January 3rd. I think it's so cool. I'm going to take the kids down there.
Oh, yeah.
I've got three of them. We got to go try that out.
Oh, you have a blast.
I'll come in with probably some broken bones, Lisa. But
yeah, the
I'm
kids
go
will be fine. You're the one worried about.
Yeah, I'm the one I'm worried about. They fall. They don't fall so far.
Right. Well, kids pick it up so fast.
And I tend to be a little accident prone. But the next thing I wanted to ask you about, because I've seen some stuff about this. Again, the website is holidays@daytonabeach.com. The next thing what I wanted to ask you about, Al, is the Parade of Lights.
Yeah, and you know, what's been great about this whole thing is the amount of partners that we pulled in for this, right? I'm back up a second. I've got, you know, running the, I know nothing about ice skating, okay? I know a good idea when I see one. I know how to market things. I know how to organize things, but know nothing about ice skating. So I brought on the local ice arena here, Daytona Ice Arena, which is down in South Daytona on US-1. And so they're coming in and their people are managing it, so they know what they're doing. I got them doing that. I got the best company in the world that does the ice skating rink, right? And for marketing, we've gotten tremendous support from the Daytona Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jeff Hens, who's the new executive director there, has just, you know, I think I met him within the first month that he was here, and he saw the vision on this and says, well, we just got to keep adding more things to this, right? We've got 6-7 weeks. We need to fill as many different things as we can. So the idea with the parade is that on Thanksgiving weekend, you know, it's outside of our major special events, that is probably the busiest weekend we have, because you've got the Turkey Run car show, the largest outdoor car show, I believe, in the world. 150,000 people show up for that, right?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Right? That's a lot of people. And then and then there's the other thing is you've got all these midget league football teams that come to town as well. So the beach side is packed. There's a lot of things going on. And last year what we did was we did a light-up night. So all those decorations I told you about in the first segment, you know, the 40-foot Christmas tree, and we've got the, you know, 8-foot-high seahorses and all that. Well, what we did last year is we did the count, you know, we did a light-up night. So did the big count. It had some entertainment, and then 10, 9, 8, and then bam, we hit the lights and everything comes on, and really impressive, had some entertainment. So Jeff says, well, I want to take it a step further this year. Let's add a parade. So we're going to do a light-up parade on that night, on the Saturday, the 24th, right around Thanksgiving of November, so that we can, 2 weeks from now, where we'll go down Main Street, right, and then up across Ocean Avenue, and then back down in front of the Ocean Center. And we've got all kind. We've got cars, obviously, from Turkey Run. We've got a lot of community organizations. We've got some entertainment involved. We've got a lot of things happening with that. And then we've got food trucks that we're going to position along Main Street so people can come down and have some food, have a good time.
Very cool.
And we really, you know, Jeff's vision on that is to grow this into an event. He's been involved in Winter Park and over near Orlando and also in Yosemite in creating these parades and getting to where you get 10, 15, 20,000 people showing up. So this is kind of our first year getting that off the ground and getting it going, but we really think we can, over time, grow it. And the whole idea of holidays at Daytona Beach is to continue every year to layer it with a little more, you know, some candy cane lane next year maybe, or there's gingerbread houses, or just
so
different things we can do.
It's kind of a diversification for us as a community.
Yeah, you know, traditionally it's one of the slowest times of the year, other than the Thanksgiving weekend I talk about. After Thanksgiving till Christmas for hoteliers is normally a very slow time of year. So the idea is we can increase the economic impact.
That's the underlying tone here, if our listeners haven't picked up on it, is that, you know, this is a financial show that I do.
Right.
But all of the things that Al is sharing with us today, ladies and gentlemen, all this stuff has an impact on our local community and the economics. And at the end of the day, the economics are what, you know, drive everything.
That's right. And you know, what's important, I always tell people, you can build beautiful buildings and nice sidewalks, but if you don't give people a reason why, it's all about a reason why, right? You've got to give them, the stronger the reason why, the more people are likely to show up. And so while we've done a good job of building beautiful buildings, I think we need to do a better job. And I think one reason I jumped into what I did was that I saw an opportunity and a need for more activities, more things that go on, and make the locals proud of, you know, half the people that visit our community actually stay with somebody that lives here. The other half stay in the hotel.
Oh, how about that?
Right? So if we can do things that you as a local feel proud about, then you're going to take those people that come and visit you, and you're going to take them down there, and they're going to tell other people, you know, and it kind of grows.
Impact.
It has a huge impact. And so you're able to have that economic impact. And more than that, deeper than that, I think, is a sense of pride of community that sometimes we lack around here and we kind of beat ourselves up about. But we live in paradise. I mean, anybody, if you spend some time down at the Band Shell or anywhere
else,
you know, we live in paradise, and sometimes I think we forget about it, or we're not given a strong enough reason why to go out and see it.
And that's exactly right, Alan. I tell people, you know, where else can you get palm trees and oak trees? Now I'm going to have to add to that, where can you beaches and ice skating rings?
Right.
The website is holidaysatdaytonabeach.com. Al Smith's our guest. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
We're back with Al Smith, and we've been talking about a lot of things having to do with city activities, some cool stuff. The parade of lights, the ice skating ring, which I'm going to mark my calendar and get down there with the kids. And one of the things I want to do, Al, if it's okay with you, is I'd like to ask you a little bit more about your business, what you do.
Right.
Because these are some great things for the city. But I think that, you know, people see this demonstration of capability. The next natural question is, well, is there either an organization or a city or some form of government wants to get you involved? How's that work?
Yeah, well, anybody can contact me. Most of the stuff I do, like you said, is with the city and that way. So normally how I get paid and how, you know, is through sponsorships and going out and securing that and different vendors that we work with and getting paid that way. Ice skating, we have, you know.
So you kind of pay for yourself.
Basically, it's a retail. Basically, I'm setting up a retail operation, you know, at the Band Shell for 6 weeks, right?
Okay. So you're from a business standpoint or from a city who is thinking like a business.
Right.
You are largely, you're kind of self-funding. I mean, you're paying for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
With going out and getting sponsorships and these other things.
Right. And you know, cities have a hard time, municipalities, government has a hard time trying to maneuver in, you know, an entrepreneurial world, it's just hard because they can get whacked either way they go, right? So it's difficult for them to go and do it. So it's worked out better that I can come in and work a deal with them. Like I responded to what's called a request for proposal that they had put out for the skating rink, and basically they know all my expenses, and we've hashed that out, and then whatever's left over, my fees included in there. I'm not going to say I'm not just working for, but half the profit goes to the city in lieu of rent, and the other half goes to me. So there's benefit for both of us to do well here.
But the expenses get covered in the process.
The expenses
which is
get
really
covered
nice.
In the process. Yeah, absolutely.
So people want to get a city, or somebody says, "Hey, we need to get out to help us with our event."
Yeah,
a city listening within, and we reach a pretty good area with this radio program. So what's the best way for them to contact?
Well, my AlSmithPro@gmail.com. That's short for Al Smith Productions. AlSmithPro@gmail.com. Or they can give me a call at 295-5102. That'd be 386-295-5102.
Very good. Well, that will be embedded in the show so that when people go to the DavidHolland.com website and they can listen to this show, which will be posted up on the website. So if you're in your car and you can't jot that down, that'll be on the website. But it was AlSmithPro@gmail.com and 386 area code 295-5102. And then you can talk to them about what they're trying to accomplish, help them frame up the event.
Oh, sure. And it's like, you know, I'm sure you you preached this. It's all about building equity, right? Because you want to do things that end up with some equity in them, and it's not just you know, you do an event and then it's whatever you got, it's done. It's about building equity. It's about whatever the events I do, that we leave something behind that then people will come back to that area, that you're able to, events are just a great way to leverage advertising dollars because you're able to,
this has an impact.
It has an impact, has a lasting impact. And it's also matched up with an experience, and people remember experiences and be
and
able to tell stories.
You probably noticed that we sponsored the Peabody.
And I greatly I'm glad you said that because I want to thank you as someone who works for the Peabody. I really appreciate you doing that. It's a big step forward.
Well, thank you.
An organization that tremendously deserves it. They do it for the
so
staff they
what
do.
They do
is
six staff members and, of course,
amazing.
An incredible army of volunteers. But we saw the opportunity to participate and to have a sponsorship. And part of what attracted us to that was exactly what you're saying, Al, which is the ability to have an impact that will be remembered.
That's it. And you're stepping up for the community, and I commend you for that.
Well,
that's just tremendous.
I've told the Peabody, and our listeners have heard this, if they're a community treasure that we need to support, because there are not many places that have something like that.
No, they're great.
Well, speaking of impact, Al Smith has had an impact here today with us, ladies and gentlemen, and impacting our community. Al, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks
Let
for
me give
me.
Your information out one more time, alsmithpro@gmail.com, 386-295-5102.
That's it. One-man show.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Okay, thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.